なりませんね。يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. And the Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent as a da'i to invite with Allah ta'ala and also as a brilliant lamp, siraj al-munira. So there's two perspectives, da'i and Allah. There will be external conformity of da'wat. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be inviting and people will be listening, then there will be external conformity in the same. But what about the inner self? So the inner self, Allah says, وَسِرَاجٌ مُنِيرًا, and is also a brilliant lamp. Now, there's two things here. One is, the beast person has been likened to a brilliant lamp, not to the sun. For several reasons. One is just that the sun is not accessible, although we enjoy the light, but it's not accessible. Can't access, you can't go near it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like he's a Nabi, he's also an embodiment of love. And love requires that you be close. Can't remain a distance. So we made an embodiment of love, so it can be accessible. So that the first thing that you find in a siraj, in the lamp. The second thing is, the fire that's in a siraj can be extended without the siraj itself decreasing. You bring your siraj, you bring your candle, you bring whatever, and you can lighten, brighten, and move on. And it will not affect the siraj in any way. So, millions of people can come to brighten their siraj, brighten their lamps, and they can move on. And this will not affect the original siraj in any way. So that's the second thing. So it's accessible, and his light, the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spreads. It doesn't remain confined. We call contagious, but contagious word is not, doesn't look right. Contagious, they use for germs and all that, right? But now this is something that spreads, scatters, covers. وَسِرَاجَ مُنِيرًا. But now, every ummati has to access, he has to take from that siraj, from that lamp. In the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba Ikram received it directly, sat in his presence, and because of sitting in his presence, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan, and there was nobody like the Sahaba, then and now. And the reason is multiple. One is on account of them sitting in that suhbat, with Imam. With Imam, they remained in his company, responded. The second is that the right type of jazbat were created, the right type of aspirations. Some days ago I said, the right mind. For our use and purposes I said, the right mind. And what counts by Allah Ta'ala is the rightness of the mind. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ قَدَ فَلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. So what really counts by Allah Ta'ala is the right mind. In my namaz just now, one thought was passing, In this world, we are required to restrain our temptation. Temptation is subtle, discreet, right? You can't see it, but you are required to restrain. On account of this restraint, you restrained, right? What you desired, and you restrained, you held back, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So, for this type of restraint, Allah Ta'ala will reward you in general in this manner, that what your heart would desire would be just restraint. So here you held back, and then when you will desire, then you get restraint, just on desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you desire, you get it. One woman was a little bit fed up with the husband, you know. But these things happen quite often. I think every month you get this case. Every month, every 2 months. So she's asking, will I have to stay with this man here in Jannat? You know, when we get angry, they talk it. What's wrong with you? The problem. So now, sometimes you have to just see your answer. Answer was more good for the husband and for the wife. And you don't look at that, you just look at it one side, and you create problems for yourself. So I said, Appa, work for Jannah. The moment you reach there, you get all what you desire. Now, she'll take it. How she'll take it? That I won't desire him or get him. But who knows how the heart will be in that at that moment. Right? Sometimes the child gets angry with his mother. Right? You don't want to see him going away. And in one moment's time, they're back together. Does it happen? One moment they're angry, the next moment they come right. But this is Muqallib al-Qulub. It's a Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. You can change your heart one side, one moment, and you can bring it back in one moment. Forget the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. One moment you can change. That's why you say Qalb, the Qalb. Keep changing. Keep turning. So, the thought was passing my mind. This was Jannah, right? In our acts of ibadat, it is explained that the mind must aspire in the right way. Mind must be right. Right aspirations at any given time. So that requires that we have the sifat hamida, the sifat that Allah Pak would like. At any given time, sifat that Allah Ta'ala likes. Like when you read namaz, right? But because nothing to locked up in his i'tikaf, right? So all ma hadasa wa ma sabak, all previous and future thoughts will come to your mind. He did this, and I did that, and I show him like that. So all these kind of thoughts will keep playing in your mind. So an easy way to rid all that, I want Allah Ta'ala. If I want Allah Ta'ala, right, then I must think of things that will please him. Now leave all these things there, don't worry about it. And this thought is coming to my mind, then what thought will please Allah Ta'ala? Allah forgive me and forgive those people as well. Have mercy on me and mercy on them. In your mind, finish. Now won't Allah back like that. You will engage your mind in a thought that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective. It happens now present. Another, give me afiyat, give them afiyat. Give me safety, give them safety. Forgive me, forgive them. So, when you will be engaging that, then you will become the master of the sifat. In Jamaat, they say you come here to learn sifat. So this is a sifat that you come to learn. But then that sifat must be played out in every second, every moment of your life. This morning, so I was explaining, you know, that you will have some things that are not in according to your tabiat, right? But the easy way to get out of it, easiest way, is to believe in Taqdeer. That's the best way. It can't happen before the time, and it won't happen after the time. So why fuss about it? Why it happened? No, it's Taqdeer class. So you won't have disappointments, you won't have anger, you don't need to have anger management. You have to have anger management because you put yourself into anger. Anger, why it didn't happen like this? And the thought, why it didn't happen like this, is most of the time, not, I won't say all, most of the time, is triggered by what? It's triggered by your not being conscious of the deed. It was supposed to happen like that, so it happened, end of the story, class. Why it happened, it was supposed to happen. So now, it was supposed to happen now, is there any need to get angry now, any further on? There's no need to get angry now. From this point onwards, no need to get angry. So, when you conscientize yourself, oh, it was supposed to happen, it couldn't be avoided, it was unavoidable, end of the story, class. So the moral of your aim, this did happen like that. After that, you have to discipline your mind, condition your mind. The whole idea in this tasawwuf is condition your mind. Condition your mind. Once your mind is conditioned, then your body will be conditioned, right? Your mind is right, your body will behave. Your mind says, no, don't look at that haram. So your eyes will look. No? Your mind says, don't listen to that haram. So will your ears listen? Your mind says, don't talk to the haram. Don't talk. So if your mind is right, then the whole body will be right. إِذَا صَلُّهَتْ صَلُّهَا الْجَسُدُ كُلُّهُ. So if you get the mind right. Get the mind right, the whole body will be right. Mind not right, nothing will be right. You do it, and you drop. You do, and you drop. Why? The mind wasn't right. So to get this concentration in namaz, think like that, right? And why you must think like that? The question is, why must you think like that? If you learn to think like that, then this place, this world here, will become like Jannat. I won't say it becomes Jannat, it becomes like Jannat. How? Because Jannat is maqam-e-rida. Right. It's a place of the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Don't you find it in the Jannatis? Allah Ta'ala will ask them, are your people happy? So why can't we be happy when you have given us things that our eyes had never seen, or minds could never perceive? So why shouldn't we be happy with you? But then Allah Ta'ala says, I've made my pleasure compulsory, lasting, everlasting, and my displeasure have totally terminated. No displeasure, and this continuous pleasure. So the happiness that the Jannatis will experience then they will not experience anything in Jannat. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا was that الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. Husna is Jannat, ziyada is this. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. So it is not just Jannat, but it's perpetual pleasure, perpetual love. But Allah Ta'ala said, I'll never be displeased. But you can imagine, they'll be so happy then. There will be two occasions that Muslims will be so happy. One is this time, and one is on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will bring death in the form of a lamb, right? Black and white lamb. And death will be slaughtered. Right. Now at that time, the Jahannami will be so distressed, right, that if it wasn't decreed for him not to die, his heart would have exploded because of anguish. His heart would have exploded because of pain. By the same token, the Muslim's heart will be so pleased that happens, that if there was a thing like death, right, his heart would have exploded of joy, excitement. Now, it's for keeps now. This is what remains. No end to this. Just going around, talking, seeing Allah Ta'ala, sitting in the company of Anbiya alayhi salam, Awliya kiram, friends, brine. Everybody to get the fire from. It is all about the speaking language. So that, see how the brine will have, how it will work. Make it good. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِّمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. It gives you meat, right? So the meat has to be prepared. So somehow it got it, right? Like how they got nowadays, without the fire, the thing heats up. But the microwave, isn't it? So Allah Prabhu said, what's some machine there? One shot. With all that flavor. People like that bright smell. Isn't it? Like the smell. So Allah Prabhu make the thing. So this world becomes like gender, because when you're thinking like this, that what would make Allah Pak happy, right? Then Allah Pak will definitely be happy with you. If he's happy with you, then you're only living as though in Jannat now. Because Jannat is Maqam al-Ilah, the place of happiness. So this place here, when you brought about the same feature, then as though the world becomes a place of happiness, right? Then you won't get disappointed, displeased. What has to be done will be done. Right. Sometimes you have to shout the child to do his work, but within your mind and within your heart you'll be pleased. Why brought this in love? You're not distressed. Otherwise you're distressed, you're a disappointment now. What do people talk about me? How they'll see me? So now you're distressed. So in this world, you need to have a little bit of stress. Stress is fikr. In the words of Allah Muhammad Thamir Sahib Rahmatullah, fikr. He says that India was lost to the kuffar because of their fikri. No fikr at all. So some level of fikr has to be done. Fikr means how much I do it, right, correct. I will enjoy, others will enjoy. Nobody will exploit. Nobody's rights will be exploited and damaged or encroached. So that's the fikr. Little things, right? So you think, if you do things with fikr, you do things with concern, then it's good for you, it's good for others. But no fikr then. You just came here and you parked the car right in the front of the entrance here. Allah Pak's house, I can come to Allah Pak's house, so what's wrong? Who will stop me? So you just park the car here. So won't it be hurtful to others, inconveniencing to others? So the whole idea is that you have the right figure. Now, you've got the right figure, so what happens? I got money, I mustn't squander, I mustn't waste. Right. What I need, I must use. I mustn't squander, I mustn't waste. Why? Allah Pak doesn't like that. وَلَا تُسْرِفُ وَلَا تُبَذِّرُ. Right? For waste. So when I won't waste, then I'll be happy. The little I got, I'll be happy with it. But I'm wasting, squandering, just throwing money, right? Then today I'm throwing, right? Tomorrow I have to stretch my hand. Either I stretch my hand, I have to keep exerting myself, stressing myself unnecessarily. But I just use what I need, right? Car, what I can manage nicely. House, what I can manage nicely. Right? Living standards, what I can manage. So I need everything what I could manage. Now, will there be a need for stress? The stress comes, the additional stress comes when you're doing something more than what you can manage. I can manage a Corolla and I'm buying a Mercedes. Right? So now I have to stress whether additional money must come. Let's go to the bank, borrow from someone, ask someone. A su'al zulm isn't asking some type of a disgrace. But the disgrace, why it came? The disgrace came because you tried to live above your means. Why you want to live above your means? Because you want to fit within the circle. Circle of friends, so you want to fit within them. If you want to fit within them, so you do this thing. But it's all stupid. Live according to your means, what you can manage. The day you are in constraints, are they going to come and help you? So then why must you live for them? You live for them if they can help you. But they don't help you at the time of first state, so why must you live for them? Look for your comfort. So how much you can manage? And the hadith gives a guarantee. When you're starving, you restrain yourself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you that type of wealthy heart. Heart becomes content, it becomes happy. It doesn't look what he got, what he's got, why he have it. The heart won't think like that. Because you restrain yourself, you learn to restrain. When you learn to restrain, that your heart is over. You're not going to work more than what you're supposed to be doing. Otherwise, if you don't have the restraint, the money, your mind is going to work out all the time. Now you've got, say, 100,000 rand, right? So now, how much grow this thing? Things are going well, you're getting a steady salary, or your business is going well. But now I must keep thinking now, this thing will keep growing. Right? So in namaz also the same thought will come, grow. How much grow? Oh, this, Zainu got some good contacts, So let's say, do some investment, something. So then I have to go for him, go to him. Then he'll go to his contacts. Contacts and you haven't got anything. Now, see what happens. So, but live with contentment. You don't have to stretch your hand, you don't have to turn your mind to a turmoil, you don't have to stress contentment. And the way Allah Ta'ala has advised us with regards to worldly needs, etc., it says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Worried about all these things, what you do, get your namaz right. And you see your household also gets the namaz right. Be firm, do it right. You do it right, and get your household also to do it right. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. So you doing it right, and those that come easily under your influence, you're seeing that they also do it right. And then he says, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't ask you. We will provide. نَحْنُ رَزْقًا. We'll provide. But see your side of the deal. Your side of the deal was to do it right. Right? Like the boss tells you, you do the work right. We'll take care of it, don't worry. Your hospital, your children's school, your transport, your rental, we'll take care. Right? The boss is true and honest, and he's giving us this one, but we'll take advantage. Say, just do this thing here, and I will take care of the rest. I will do the rest. Now, you're not doing the job well. Not coming with a delay, no fikr, and then the boss is not giving you, and then you are asking, but here you promised me all these things here, the benefits. Right? So, is the arrangement right? The arrangement not right? You do your side, and he will do the rest. Ofu bi ahdi, ofu bi ahdikum. So just do this here. Get your namaz right. Nahnu narzuquk, and we will provide. So, talking of becoming the mazhar of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, said stress is good, but with moderation. Now, overstressing, that's a sickness. A little bit of stress, it will prompt you to do work. If you do this here, see that my family, my children, all are comfortable. So, let's get the bread, get the milk, what the requirements are, let me do it. Now, overstress, I must see which is the best bread. And the whole world, which is the best bread? Albany, Sasco, Sonia, BB, whatever. Look for the best bread. Now, you're stressing unnecessarily. Who asked you to look for the best bread? Who asked you? Everything must be immaculate. There's a spot on the wall there. How the spot came now? The whole night you can't sleep, right? Because there's a spot on the wall. Now that's overstressing. So that overstressing now, that's a sickness. So, moderately you stress, do things rightly. Rightly means you must be comfortable, your subordinates must be comfortable. How much you can, how much you can manage them. So you're not stressing. What you can manage, you're doing that. You can afford a cheap Corolla, took a Corolla. Alright, you drop your children to school. Now, overstressing means, you know, I'm going to drop my children to the school with this cheapy, and what people will say. No, it's not right, you know. How embarrassed my children will feel, and how humiliated they will feel. So all this type of BMs and Mercedes are coming, and they're coming here with a cheapy here, with a Scorer. So that's overstressing. I can manage this in here, very good. The idea is education. The idea is not to drive the car. That's not the idea. Now, when you live in the circle, and you create an impression that this is what happens. You have to stress unnecessarily. It's a nikah or something. Then I can invite, say, 200 guests. And I can invite, say, 200 guests, and I can feed them with dal and rice. How much it will cost me? It'll cost me about 10,000 rand. Dal and rice, 200 guests. So very nice, I can do it. So I live within my means, but not how to show people. What do people say now, you know, only you fed only dal and rice and some cheap clothing and you fed all your guests like that. So you went to lay it out. If you went to lay it out, it cost 100,000 rand. Are you going to get that 100,000 rand? So you will, the stress means do it, do the sunnah, but how much you can manage comfortably, easily. What the Sheikh Hamdallah used to say, for me, the marriage of my daughters was more simpler than two rakat of namaz. More simple than two rakat. I need to make the nikah. And nikah is a sunnah, so simply it's done. It's simpler than two rakat namaz. Although, family could have to say something. One family uncle or someone came and said, "Tumhe khandan ke naak ko kaat diya." In Urdu, when they talk about respect, they say nose, you know. And you cut the nose and you destroy the respect. That's what they mean. So that, the word that they use is naak ko kaat diya. Tumne apna naak kaat diya. You cut your nose, your respect is gone. So, Shaykh now, he says to his uncle, say, you know what he must do? He must go back to the nurse. See, peel my nose nicely. Go back to the nurse, you know, don't display this place. Not affected at all. So who could do this? That person has got his takbir, that iman takbir very well, what is right. He can do it. But there's a weakness in that iman of takbir. Then, say, yeah, what people say, I got this wealth here, you see, I've got Jews, you're a miser, can't spend, or, you know, you're a broken down Johnny. So, you're worried about them, just to please them, that you put yourself into problem. So that additional stress, that's not right. It's a sunnah, I can manage this, I did according to what I could manage, I'm sleeping well, I'm comfortable, I'm easy. No problem. But when you put yourself into that, you appear to be high profile. You can live like that. And in every step of your life now, how do I teach and how what people thinking of me? In India, so there's this Baniyas, right? Class of Hindu, right? Money dealers. So they also like that they must appear very smart amongst people. So now he's loaded, he's dealing with gold, he's loaded now. So he's just got one daughter, and the daughter's nikah. So they told him, you know what, you've got just one daughter, and you just do it up. So he did up very well, put them up in the hotels, 1,000 people he invited, laid out the dishes, everything, cost him a lot of money, right? Now, you know, it was here. Memorial thing. People talk about it. So every guest that participated, as they're leaving, so we offered them one gold coin. Every guest, 30,000 rand, one shot. 1,000 people and one gold coin for each mehman, each guest that came. But that thing is offered, and someone is ducking somewhere to see now, alright, you know, this was an event of a lifetime. Let's see what are the remarks or the responses of people. So the olden days now, they're coming in post cards and whatever. They're moving out, one card is going out, the second card is going out. As they're moving out, nobody's giving any comment. Hey, he said, I spent so much, but no comment whatsoever. Eventually, at the end, one person, he's a driver, he's a horse cart, so the driver, he says, Bhoti badiya shadi tha, aur aadmi ko ek sone ka sikka bhi mila tha, sikka, or the gold coin. So the boss says, are sohre kahi ke, agar wo 10 dete, to kuch maan mein kami ho jati. That's stupid nonsense. If you had given 10 to everybody, his treasure box would have got decreased. But see, people, you can't satisfy them. You do what you want, you're not going to satisfy them. You do what you can manage easily. Like I say, you do for them now, tomorrow you're in constraint, are they going to come to you? So what must you do for them? Do how much you can manage easily. I don't say now, and give them dry bread. All the mark came to your daughter's wedding. I'll give them two slices of bread. The money might not go. Eat yourself. I don't say do that now. That's the other extreme. Do what you can manage comfortably. So overstressing is wrong. And I showed you all the difficulties, right? Stress is good. Understressing is also the right. You're going to hurt people. You're going to hurt yourself. And you're going to hurt your reputation. Everything is going to be hurt. Your reputation, yourself, and people are going to be hurt. People are going to be hurt as well. So, underdoing it is also wrong. Overdoing it is also wrong. Just do what is comfortable, manageable. Comfortable today, comfortable tomorrow, comfortable this part of the year, end of the year also comfortable. You're comfortable mentally, physically, emotionally. You have no problem. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. When they spend, then they don't waste and they don't underspend. They don't waste and then they don't underspend. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And they strike a balance in between. Wasting and underspending, they just spend just right, just enough. So any occasion comes, he's got money to spend, right? He's got something for the rainy day. The rainy day came, alright? Right. A few days ago, the rainy day came. So, he's got something, the damages, some problems, he can help himself. Or there's someone else in problems, he can help him as well. That is, the person who spent moderately, he spent rightly. But he didn't think about how he's spending. He can't help himself, and he can't help the next person.